The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Coach, obviously a close one at the end, 73-71. Two very even teams on the stat sheet. What was the difference in your mind today?
Well, they got away from us from the three-point line in the first half and got some separation there. And then we had some opportunities. We didn't finish at the rim and then lost some composure at the end with the defensive balance.
I know there's only so much you can say, but are there any rule changes this year or emphasis? 110 fouls in two games in the Hoopsville Classic.
Yeah, I don't really understand what emphasis means. I don't know how that word's defined. But, you know, it is what it is, and you have to operate within the parameters that you're given.
Now, the good news for you guys, getting a lot of points inside from Eric Fisher. He seems to be the best low post option at this point. On the other hand, a tough day for Ryan Hill. How are you working out the inside game for Stevenson?
Well, it's evolving, and Ryan's a talented guy, very skilled, left hand, right hand, can step out and make a shot. We just got to get him going.
What do you guys need to do to clean up for Tuesday's game at Penn State Berks, and what do you know about Penn State Berks?
Well, it's early in the season, and we're evolving. We were trying to integrate a lot of new guys, and I saw some real good improvement this weekend, and we'll get back, look at the film, try to make some adjustments quickly, and deal with a team that's going to be very, very aggressive off the dribble, and we're going to have to contain them.
You mentioned getting new guys involved. It seemed like one new guy getting involved today, Chris Day, off the bench. Very good performance. Almost had a chance, or he did have a chance to win at the end. Seemed like he really stepped up today as a new guy off the bench.
Yeah, Chris is talented. You know, brings energy. He's a guy that gets after the ball, highly competitive, and he's really going to help us.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot for joining us. Tough one today, and we'll see you in a couple weeks, Saturday, December 6th at Arcadia.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That was head coach Gary Stewart wrapping things up here from the Hoopsville National Invitational Classic. The Mustangs go 1-1 for the second straight year. They lose today 73-71 at the buzzer to Chicago. Their next game at Penn State Berks Tuesday, November 25th at 7 p.m. They've got a tournament the following weekend on the 29th and 30th in Rochester, New York. And we'll see you Saturday, December 6th at Arcadia, a 3 p.m. start in Glenside, Pennsylvania.